Here at the Ranger Report Podcast, we only represent products we believe in. As you've heard over the past year plus, we've been running our Walton's commercial. I've been using Walton's products for a long time now, and let me tell you, they're some of the best seasonings I've ever used. One of my staples to make at my house are pork chops, and their ultimate pork chop and roast rub has gotten more compliments than anything that I've ever used. For burgers, their better burger seasoning is delicious, and I only use that on my burgers. Again, tons of compliments. They have all kind of seasonings that you can imagine. They have barbecue sauce and the thick kind, not the watery kind at all. If you're into wild game, they have seasons and rubs for that as well. Don't forget their line of sausage casings and all the tools to make your own meat products, from sausage and jerky to grinders and more. Walton's really is a one-stop shop for everything but the meat. If you like tips and tricks and videos on how to do a whole lot of things when it comes to cooking, then you should go to www.meatgistics.com. Go to www.waltonsinc.com today and start shopping, and tell them the Ranger Report Podcast sent you. Walton's, everything but the meat.
This is Bruce Bochy, and you're listening to the Ranger Report.
The Ranger Report. Yeah, the Ranger Report. Inside scoop. Listen to the Ranger Report. Oh, here we go.
This is the Ranger Report Podcast. News, insights, predictions, interviews, and information about the World Series champion Texas Rangers, from the major leagues to the minor leagues. And now, here are your hosts, Ben Dieter, Tyler Nielsen, and CJ Berryman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ranger Report Podcast. I am Ben Dieter. You can find me on the X at BDieter75.
I'm CJ Berryman. You can find me on X at CJB _RRN. Yes, I am wearing Amarillo Sod Poodles gear because I'm Amarillo.
They do have cool logo and stuff.
Well, and they gave me the opportunity for a couple of years to have a time of my life cover.
Yeah,
and true. Getting to meet guys like Fernando Tatis, Hideki Urabu, or not Hideki Urabu, Hideo Nomo.
Yeah.
Philip Wellington is a treasure. And a lot of those guys, those minor league players, that some of them didn't make it and some of them have. Yep. And I mean, I'm just thankful to them. And hell, I'm from Amarillo, so why not?
Yep. And we
probably,
are
probably
of course,
the only time. But
probably, yeah. Well, that's all right. We are on the Fans First Sports Network, part of it. We thank Fans First for that. We are your Texas Rangers source for the majors and the minors on the Fans First Sports Network. And of course, we are brought to you, as always, by Walton's, Waltons.com, everything but the meat, no matter what Wade McNutt thinks. Also, we are, of course, on the Comfort Air online studio. I almost said what you said the other day. I almost said the Comfort Air Solutions.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I screwed that up.
The Comfort Air online studio.
But we didn't put that in there.
No, but it was funny anyway.
Yeah.
I cut that part out. Yeah.
If you like air, you like being comfortable, call Comfort Air. Macrodoodle, he'll take care of you.
He will take care of you. All right, we are here tonight. We're doing a special early week episode to look at roster projections. I wrote about it today on DallasSportsNation.com. Oh, I knew I forgot something. We are, of course, on Dallas Sports Nation, as always. I just posted an article there today. Yeah. Ricky and them. I mean, thanks to Dallas Sports Nation, by the way, in case you guys don't know, that's our credential site. So I wouldn't have gone to spring training without Dallas Sports Nation. So
thank you, Ricky.
Ricky and Dallas Sports Nation do a great job.
My credential was there, but I wasn't able to be there.
Yeah, you had one too. Yeah, Ricky got you a credential too. You just didn't go to the games.
So. I wasn't able to go because of work, but anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so we thought we would do a roster projection full 26 tonight and see where CJ and I differ. And I think we'll start, CJ, with the easiest part. I think everybody has the same rotation because it is the rotation. But, we can talk about order. My order, let me look here. Because my order and Jeff Wilson's order were a little different.
Okay.
I have Eovaldi as number one, Dunning as number two, Gray as number three, Heaney at number four, and Cody Bradford at number five.
Okay. That's where you and I do disagree.
Yeah.
I think you'll have Eovaldi. You'll have John Gray at number two, Andrew Heaney at number three, Dane Dunning at four, Cody Bradford at five. And the reason is you break up the lefties and the righties. So
So that does make
sense. A lefty in the middle of the rotation like Heaney, and then round it off with Cody Bradford, because the next two pitchers coming behind him are righties. So
correct.
To me, it's a very even distributed lineup as far as righties and lefties. So
That makes perfect sense. But I was going Hart because Dane Dunning was the pitcher of the year last year for the Rangers. I thought he deserved a higher spot in the rotation, but yours makes sense with lefty righty. I wasn't even taking that into consideration. I just thought he earned that second spot.
He did. And I'm not going to deny that either, but John Gray, a healthy John Gray.
Oh yeah.
Is electric as hell. So
you are correct.
Pitching as much as he can.
You really can't go wrong with anywhere you put Evaldi, Gray, and Dunning.
Well, he's the ace right now.
Well, yeah, he's got to be the opening day starter.
He is.
Oh, speaking of that, let's take a little sidetrack for a second. The Kansas City Royals opening day starter.
Oh, yeah, I saw this yesterday.
The guy we gave up for a rental is the opening day starter for the Kansas City Royals.
Congratulations to him,
yes,
dude.
Yes.
Congratulations. Cole Reagans is going to
totally
be
Casey's, deserved.
Opening day starter. He told us, he came on the podcast and he goes, I don't know why all of a sudden my fastball went from 94 to 98.
Yeah.
But he mentioned that workout training program that he was doing in North Carolina, and that obviously made a huge difference for him. And I mean, he effortlessly throwing 98, and
yeah,
we couldn't be more proud of Cole.
Yeah.
And you know, Tyler's not here today, but I'm sure
that's Tyler's boy. Yeah.
I think Tyler sleeps with a Cole Reagan sweater.
I think he does too.
Congratulations, Cole, man. No one deserves it better than you. And
yep,
man, best of luck this season, unless you play us.
Yeah. I totally hope that he has a just amazing season. You know, I mean, I would wish for Cy Young. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I hope that the dude has just an amazing season. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life, especially in sports. He's one of the nicest people you and I have ever talked to. And just a stand up dude after the two Tommy Johns, you love to see the amount of success he's having. So I wanted to take a little sidetrack for a second and talk about
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, because that I was excited when I saw it. I texted it to you guys like right away.
Me too.
I was super excited when I saw that. Like,
yeah.
I was like, no way, man, Cole Reagans. So yeah. Super exciting for him. But anyway, so our rotation, a little different. And I kind of agree with yours as far as breaking up the lefties and righties. I wanted Dunning to be second. I mean, I had him first in my first projection.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I knew that wasn't going to happen. But as the pitcher of the year, I just thought he deserved it. But the way Evaldi pitched in the playoffs, man, you can't not make Evaldi your number one starter. Yep.
Big game, Nate.
You can't do that. So, all right, let's move on to bullpen.
This is
I don't think.
This, right,
this will be fun. We'll go line by line here. We'll go line by line. Jose Leclerc is your closer. You agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think Jose Leclerc is your closer. Then I have Spores, obviously making the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And then it goes crazy from there.
Yeah, it gets
you and nuts. I both have this next guy, Grant Anderson.
I do.
Yep, and you and I both have Grant.
Yeah, if y'all were watching or participating in Jared Sandler's live Q&A yesterday, I asked him about Grant Anderson, and he actually answered the question, and I said Grant Anderson has to be a shoe-in, wouldn't you think? And he said no. And he's like, yeah, if they need a long man, type of long man, and after the events of today, for one of the other long man candidates, yeah, Jared Sandler got on Twitter X, and said, yeah, my best bet is that Grant Anderson makes the team. So Grant Anderson looks.
Yep. Just I think everyone still amazing. Calls him Twitter.
Yeah. But Grant,
he's had a amazing,
fantastic.
Spring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You ready? The rest three. Of mine are maybe that's three. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 8 total, I believe. So, all right. Are you ready? I'm going to rip through them and listen to you laugh. Well, Brock Burke, probably not a surprise.
No.
Then I have Kirby Yates, David Robertson, Jake Latz, and Mark Church. Who am I missing?
Nobody. I completely agree with that.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't know if you would.
I do.
I'd like to see Danny Duffy, but I think he's been outpitched.
No, he has. Mark Church has earned his spot.
Yep.
That dude's got some nasty stuff, and we haven't seen it at the major league level just yet, but you're about to.
Yep.
He's very good. Jonathan Hernandez was an outside hope, but he had a horrible day yesterday.
Well, and he's recovering from a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
He's just not going to be ready.
No, he won't be ready. David Robinson, Robertson, veteran. Yep. Yerry Rodriguez was another candidate, but just no. And Kirby Yates, obviously a shoe, and they signed him in the offseason to be here to be a bullpen piece. So, nah, man, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
And the reason I have Lats over someone like Danny Duffy, well, first of all, I think they like him better. But second of all, they're going to have to send somebody down when Hernandez is ready. And you can't send Danny Duffy down. You have to designate him for assignment. You can send Lats down. He still has options. So
right. And that's another thing that you would think Danny Duffy would have a spot, because you can't send him down. You can send Lats down. However, Bochy's going to go with his best guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not to say Duffy doesn't come up, you know, injuries, all, I mean, if the ineffectiveness, all that stuff can come into play before that June opt-out for those veterans. So, but I can't disagree with any of your bullpen options there, bud.
Yeah. I went, and like I said, it's a little different. I looked at several other ones, and it's similar, but a little different from some of the other ones I saw. But, you know, some people have Duffy making it. Some people have a few other people making it. And there's a few, I mean, someone had Leiter making it, which is not going to happen. I mean, love the dude, but it's not going to happen.
They
want him stretched out. Yeah, they want him stretched out. They're going to have him be a starter at Round Rock until they need him. And, I mean, you've watched enough baseball like I have. They're going to need him at some point.
Well, and I mean, that's exactly right, because you look at what if, you know, yes, the top, our rotation, it looks pretty damn solid right now, right?
Yep.
Solid, not fantastic, because, you know, we still have DeGrom and we still have Tyler Mahle
and
Max Scherzer to return at some point throughout the middle of the season. And so, but if one of those guys gets hurt, you're going to need a Jack Leiter. You're going to need a Cole Winn. You're going to need.
Correct. Yeah, Cole Winn's another one. That's true. Hey, you got a third.
Did he come on?
He did.
What's up, guys?
Let's bring on Tyler.
What up, Homeskillet?
What's up, Tyler?
I'm bedridden, man. My legs are freaking killing me. I can barely walk. So
that sounds fun.
Like nice a new shirt.
Nice shirt.
Thank you.
All right, but we were just talking about the bullpen. So yeah. Cole Winn is another one I thought could make it. But again, I think, like you said, CJ, they want him stretched out as well.
They want him stretched out. And Owen White, another one. I mean, those are guys we're probably going to have to rely on at some point during the season to be starters or long.
And Winn has had a great spring, too. Cole Winn had a really good spring.
Looking a whole lot better.
So to recap once again, we got Jose Leclerc, Josh Boers, Kirby Yates, Brock Burke, Grant Anderson, Jake Latz, Mark Church, and David Robertson in the bullpen. So I think I'm pretty much, that's perfection, because I'm just really good at this. So I don't think I'll be wrong at all so far. I think I'm 13 for 13.
Dude, I can't
so
disagree
far.
With any of those. And obviously the rotation is, the rotation is what it is. Just your order of the rotation, you and I disagree on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the order of the rotation, I had Tyler, see if you agree with this. I had Nathan Eovaldi, Dane Dunning, John Gray, Andrew Heaney, and Cody Bradford.
Nah, I disagree on that. I would go with Nathan Eovaldi, number one, John Gray, number two, Andrew Heaney, number three, Dane Dunning, number four, and Cody Bradford, number five.
Same thing CJ did to me. That's great.
So you and I agree on that.
I do agree that's probably how it's going to be, but I just wanted to give Dane Dunning the props of being the pitcher of the year last year. So I put him higher than he's probably. And CJ also said that with the lefty righty thing, which I didn't really think about, it'd be better to put him fourth. Yeah. Because you can split up your lefties and your righties, yeah.
Right. So you got two guys going righty, and then you got your lefty, and then you got a righty lefty, and then two righties. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's a better option than what I had. So anyway,
so who did y'all have in the bullpen?
Let me go back to it real quick. I had Jose Leclerc, Josh Spores, Brock Burke, Grant Anderson, Kirby Yates, Jake Latz, Mark Church, and David Robertson.
Okay, I agree with all those, but the only one I'm going to take out is Latz. And I think Denny Duffy will make the team.
Yeah, so that's where we'll disagree. We were just actually talking about that, Tyler.
Yeah, but I think, like CJ and I said, I think he has a chance, but I just feel like Latz is going to get it over him. I wouldn't be shocked if Duffy made the team. First of all, everybody loves him.
Yeah, I mean,
like media and players, everybody loves Danny Duffy.
Well, and then what I was telling him, Tyler, was Duffy kind of has a leg up there because obviously he doesn't have any options. If you DFA him, he's going to have that June 1 opt-out if he accepts the
assignment.
Yeah. And Jake Latz does have some options. So that's where I thought Danny Duffy would have a leg up. But at the same time, we're seeing Bruce Bochy flat out say, I don't give a damn. I'm going to take my best players, and those that I think is going to be best to play on the team. We're seeing it with Wyatt Langford, and we can all agree Wyatt Langford's going to make the team. He's got a shitload of options, but
yeah,
if you're major league ready, you're major league ready, and let's hope that he is. But that's what I think. I think Jake Latz, he's earned it. I mean, I think Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, Danny Duffy's a lefty, is that correct?
Yes, both he and Latz are lefties.
Yeah, so you don't have a problem with either one. I mean, you still got another lefty in there. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with either one.
Yep.
Regardless if, you know, Ben's right, I'm wrong. I mean, it's it's something good to have. You have another left-handed back there, so it doesn't really matter who it is. It's just
kind of what
CJ said. It's just kind of what is working right now and what Boach sees sticking. So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out, I guess, in a few days.
Yeah. That's what's fun about these projections is we're all just literally taking wild stabs in the dark at it, which is fun to do. So, all right. So that is our pitch.
I guarantee you, Ben, when we did this back in 2021, this year coming off a World Series championship is a hell of a lot easier than it was back in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, it's a little bit easier when you just won the World Series.
You say it's easier, and wait and see. We'll all be wrong.
We'll see. Yeah. All right, we got to go
catchers,
position players.
That I did it easy. by catcher, infield, outfield. All right, catchers. I have Sam Hutt. No, I'm just kidding. Jonah Heim and Andrew Kisner. I think that there's no. I don't think anyone can argue with that. And again, nope. Bochy, I think, tried to light a fire under Huff by saying he could still make the team, but I think we all know that's not happening right now. Huff will make the team at some point. He'll be up at some point, just like last
year. He needs every day at bats. He needs to get better at catcher and better at first base, better defensively, period, or he's going
to
be a lot.
Yeah, defensively is what he needs to be better at. His stick is fantastic, but he needs to get better at defense. I was at a game last year where he hit a home run further than I've seen one in left field at Globe Life Field.
He was peppering when he was at Frisco, that apartment complex out there in left field. He was peppering that thing, 500 10-foot home runs.
He can jack it, and he'll be here at some point. I think we all agree with that. Just like he has been every year, he'll be up at some point, but it's not going to be to start the season. No, they're not going with three catchers to start the season.
No. All right, who else do you have?
All right, infield. Here we go. According to all reports, your shortstop is going to be Corey Seager.
That's what.
Correct.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
Marcus Semien and Josh Jung will also be ready. It sounds like
that's what they're saying. And you got to see him in person, so you can.
Yeah, I saw both Young and Seager taking field practice. What was that, last Tuesday? So they both looked good out there. They were both throwing good. They were both, you know, fielding good. Didn't see any stiffness or, you know, any loss of range of motion. They all looked really good. And then I think Jared Walsh is going to be your first baseman. I think he's earned it. And then your two infield bench players, I have Ezekiel Duran and Justin Foskey, which means no Josh Smith on the team.
Yep.
So what do you guys think?
I have. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom. No. Go ahead.
I think the Josh Smith situation is interesting. So the two utility guys, it depends on what they want to do at first. You know, I don't think it's a guarantee that Jared Walsh is your opening day first baseman yet. It could be Justin Foscue. I don't know. I've been reading reports about that, but okay. Let's say hypothetically it is Jared Walsh. You could still, yeah, I guess you would have to leave out Will Smith because your outfielder, we'll get to outfielders in a second, but
yeah,
like I said, I like who you have as your utility. I'll go with that for now.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, what I can foresee, boys, is Jared Walsh playing first base against righties, Justin Foscue playing first base against lefties.
Yeah, and that has been mentioned by several of the beat writers too, is that there might be a platoon until Nathaniel Lowe gets back.
And Foscue can play all the infield positions. So
right.
I don't see a way that Foscue doesn't make the team because of his versatility.
Either. Yeah, I don't either. I think you're there, and I think he's ready. I think he is too.
He's having a pretty decent spring too, but yeah, I think Walsh as the veteran really gets the start. Yeah, he's had a really good spring, so I think Walsh as the veteran gets the start. So, like I said, Josh Smith, and I believe he still has options, doesn't he? I don't think, has he been in too long?
I do believe so. Let's go to outfield, and I'll find that out.
Yeah, I think he has like 2 years on his option.
I think he's got this year, but I'm gonna verify. Go ahead.
All right, outfield. I don't think there's any surprises either, except that me and both CJ and I have reversed on one player. Adolis in right, Leody in center, Evan Carter in left. And your bench players are Travis Jankowski and one batting almost 400. And he has the most RBIs in spring training for any team, Wyatt Langford.
He's your DH and floating backup outfielder.
That's correct.
Yep. And Evan Carter, if he still struggles against left-handed pitching, you could see Wyatt Langford play against left-handed pitching. Yep,
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Langford and Carter. And eventually, I think they find a way to start Langford and Carter both every day, eventually.
Right. And the thing about it, why Langford is everybody was all worried about him getting his at-bats. He ain't going to be on the MLB roster without getting his at-bats. He's going to get all of his at-bats that he needs. He's going to be just fine. He's going to play every 4 to 5 days. And kid is freaking good. I mean, he reminds me. I mean, I know we talked to Tep the other day, but he does. He reminds me. He looks, he has a frame built just like Mike Trout. You know, I've watched two games on TV of that kid, and he looks identical to Mike Trout. I'm like, golly, this kid is huge.
I liked how he picked a TV game to hit his grand slam.
Well, they played today. I got to watch him on Bally. So,
and that was an Oppo shot. Yeah, they were on Bally today.
Yeah, yep.
His grand slam, Oppo shot.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the dude is strong. I mean, real strong. So I think there's no way you can't put him on the team at this point. I mean, he's going to go to AAA and bat 999. I mean, there's no way they can leave him at AAA for any period of time at all. AAA pitchers would hate him.
Yeah, no. I think he's your starting DH, and when guys need a day off anywhere in the outfield, plug him in the outfield. Give them a day off, at least off their feet, playing in the field, and put them at DH, whether it be Adolis or even Leody or.
Well, and Wyatt can play center field too.
Wyatt can play center, but I think you'd see. Langford playing left, and Langford in left. And shut up. God. I turned it back on last week, damn it. Evan Carter in center and Wyatt Langford in left with the Dolis in right. Or yeah. I think, you know, Carter can – or not Carter, but Langford can also play right field. So
yeah.
I don't have, but I don't want him to be the DH because he has so much value in the field, but – right now, if you need to fit him in, that's where you fit him in.
I think it's funny if you think about it. A team that won the World Series is going to have a guy who's never played in the major league and never played in major leagues before be their DH, I think, for most of the time and play in the field because they want to get his at bats on the team. It's hilarious that you win a World Series and then you got Wyatt Langford. I mean, think about that pick.
You have two possible rookies of the year. They might be competing with each other.
They might be competing with each other.
It's crazy.
If Carter can figure out left-handed pitching, I think he's got a legitimate shot of winning Rookie of the Year.
I think he'll figure it out.
I'm making my call right now. Rookie of the Year is going to be Wyatt Langford.
Okay. I'm going to go with Evan Carter. Me and Tyler can have another bet going on for
15. Well, now you owe me beer, CJ.
No.
Yeah, you do. You lost the Wyatt Langford thing. You said he wouldn't make it. Yes, ask me, and that was the bet.
Was it?
Yes.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was.
I thought the first bet we did was on the beard thing.
No, it was the beard. It was about freaking Wyatt Langford making the team or not. And we agreed it'd be a 15-pack. All
right. Well, I owe you a 15-pack.
Anyway, that's fun. I need to come over and have some beer with you guys.
Why not?
Yeah, you do.
It's just a short drive. I flew over you the other day.
Just don't bring that Bud Light shit.
I flew over you the other day at like 3 a.m. No, I was asleep when I flew over you guys. Sorry. We didn't leave till 2:30 Texas time from that flight, but I already regaled you with all that stuff. But anyway, so that is our guess at the Rangers 26-man roster. We had a few differences, I think. But I mean, no matter how you slice it, the thing is, we're talking about great players on great players. Like we've got good players that aren't going to make the team, like really good players that aren't going to make the team. And we've got great players that are going to be making it. This is a problem you want to have. You've got too many guys that you're going to have waiting at AAA to get to the majors. And that's, like you said, that's where you make your trades. You've got all these top prospects just sort of like, you know, rotting down there. Not really, but you know what I mean? Getting their at bats, just waiting. And it's just crazy to me that
it's going
to
be another situation, Ben, where we're going to lose a lot of guys we've had on the podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You got guys like Jonathan Hernandez. He's almost ready to come up.
Yeah.
He just needs some more time. And
I think he'll be up week 2 or 3. I think he'll come up.
Right.
I'm going to say,
I don't think it'll take very long. Week 4. Yeah. I think in the first month, I agree. In the first month, you'll see him back up and hopefully he's got his good stuff. Cause when he does, he's unhittable. When Jonathan Hernandez has his good stuff,
his fastball at 97, 98 miles an hour. I mean, that thing will break bats. I mean, yeah. Break hands. I mean,
he's no Josh Mariana Spores, but he's pretty good. So. Oh, we did mention this earlier, Tyler, but now you're on. The Kansas City Royals opening day starter.
Cole Reagans.
That's correct. Cole Reagans. It. Yeah, yep, I know. We were wondering if you sleep with your, like, cuddling that jersey every night.
Cuddling Cole Reagans sweatshirt.
My sweatshirt? No, it's actually hanging up, but.
Okay.
I probably will now, Ben.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to try to watch the first Kansas City game. I want to see.
I am.
I want to see Cole. I want to see him go.
I am damn sure going to have that on.
CJ and I talked about this. I know you echo it too, Tyler, but we're really proud of him here being the opening starter for the Royals. The dude earned it, man. He's such a good dude.
Absolutely, man.
Such a good
dude. Couldn't ask it from a better person. And unfortunately, it's not in a Ranger gear, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
No.
What uniform he's pitching in, we're going to root for him to the very end. And Cole, well-deserved, man. We're proud of you, and we'll have you on the podcast soon. And keep on kicking ass, dude. It's freaking cool, man, from where your journey began and all the injuries you had to getting traded from the Rangers, and now you're the opening. You're the number one, man.
Number one, Tyler's cherry, his first ever interview. Yep.
Well-deserved, Cole, man. I'm proud of you, dude.
Hey, I covered him at Round Rock, his first start there. And then, I covered him at Frisco. Then I covered him at Round Rock. And then I covered him his first start at the majors. So, like, basically, he probably thought I was stalking him at some point because I was always there, no matter where he got moved to. He's like, where do you live? You're always in my games. Like a proud dad of Cole Reagans. But anyway. But yeah. And I did talk to our boy Zach Kent at spring training. I don't know if I mentioned that or not on the podcast, but
that was did you tell him that was my breakout player? What was it? 20? Was it 21?
It was either 21 or 22. You had Kent as your breakout player. Yeah. I think it was 21.
I think it was 21 because
that was the first time we had him on because you booked the interview and then you weren't there for it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what the hell happened.
Yeah. The first interview you couldn't make for some reason.
It was him and Cole Wynn pitching back to back in Frisco, and it was a nightmare for opposing hitters. So he was my breakout pitcher that year and boom. And by the way, we're going to start doing here pretty quick when the minor leagues start Thursday nights. are going to be minor league edition.
Yep.
And then Sunday nights, Rangers edition. So,
it's going to be good stuff.
We'll dig more into the minors when we know how rosters are going to be set. I'm looking forward to it. I'll do my roster predictions, which I've been very, very good at.
Yeah.
As far as come up players, Zach Kent was one. And there's been
Round Rock, man. Round Rock is going to be stacked this year.
Yeah. Zach's right there too. I mean, so that's going to be, I mean, I'm excited.
Well, and Zach was on the list to make the team well into spring training before he finally got sent down. I mean, he's there. They just don't have room for him. So
I think they want him to be a starter too. They want to
start. He's another one I don't want to see go. I don't want to see him leave the organization.
I'll cry.
I'll cry for Zach. Yeah.
I just don't cry.
No, I don't cry either.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
I know Tyler cries.
Nothing wrong with crying, man.
We all cry from time to time, except CJ.
I try to cry. I'm not kidding. I try.
I wept like a baby when the Rangers won the World Series. By the way, did you guys know the Rangers are the defending champions? I did not know that.
I looked at that World Series championship hat about five times today.
I watched someone retweeted the Corey Seager home run today, and I watched it like 14 times.
Me too.
Just on a loop, man. I couldn't stop watching it.
I had taken a break from work, and I'm sitting on the pot just over and over.
I couldn't stop. I get done now.
I don't watch any TV hardly anymore. I watch YouTube videos, and I get on there, and I just keep on watching the shit with the Rangers over and over. The next thing I know, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, dude, I've been watching this shit for 6 hours.
It doesn't get old. It does not get old.
It never will.
Nope, it never will get old. So. All right. Thanks again to Walton's and Dallas Sports Nation. Well, of course, we're on the Fans First Sports Network. And of course, Mac and Comfort Air. Thank them very much for sponsoring and getting us to spring training and getting me the car I had to wait 16 and a half hours for, but at least I got it. So at least it was paid for when I got there. So that was a good thing. So anyway, we are going to have a fan on the next show. You guys might know Chev. He's a fan of us and of John and Jeff's podcast. So he talks to all of us on Twitter all the time. Huge Ranger fan. Great dude. So he's going
to
come on
first
Thursday.
Fans to actually interact with us back in 2021. Ben, I mean, the first guy.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do, and we mentioned it last year, but obviously things came up or whatever. And we won the World Series and all that kind of stuff. And then Christmas came around, just a lot of things, but we want to show appreciation to the fans, give y'all an opportunity to come on the podcast. So Chev was the first one that like openly reached out. What was it on his comment on Apple?
Yeah.
It was on Apple. Yep.
Yeah.
Like what was it? I was looking for, you know, a down home Rangers podcast. And I believe I found it.
Yeah.
Tyler's showing it right there. The Ranger Report.
Yeah, that's us.
So, and Jeff Hewitt is going to be next in line.
I like Jeff. Jeff's another good one. Yep.
Yep.
Jeff interacts with us a lot. So,
yep. So we're going to get both of y'all on. So, and Jeff's actually scheduled for Thursday night. So,
yep. And then next, probably Sunday or Monday, I don't know, one day next week, we will do our full season predictions, who's going to win each division, who's going to go to the World Series, who's going to win the World Series, MVP, Cy Young, we'll guess all that. Those are always fun to guess because you got that's just a shot in the dark, man. It's just a crapshoot. It's always fun to guess at. Of course, I have a feeling all three of us are going to name a Ranger for Rookie of the Year in the American League. And by God, Bruce Bochy better win Manager of the Year this year.
Well, especially with all the pitching injuries and stuff and then the injuries in the infield. So we'll see how it plays out. I mean, that's just the way it's going to go. That's the way baseball goes.
Rome.
Angels manager
Ron Washington would say. Our numbers are up thanks to you guys. It's like we seem to have more and more listeners, more and more consistent listeners, more and more YouTube views. By the way, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. It really helps us out if you subscribe and like and follow and all that, so you know when we post new videos, so you guys can keep up with what we do. That helps us, as well as listening on Apple or Google or Spotify or Spotify. You know, Amazon, whatever you want to listen on.
Speaking of Spotify, that's where you can find Wade McNutt, Christian.
That's right.
Where he's got all his albums and all the, every song. Believe me, if you are a fan of Christian music,
he's good. He's very good. All right, Tyler, thanks for coming on with us. I'm glad you joined us.
I'm gonna do this. I think at the end of every podcast, okay. Come up with a random factoid.
Okay.
Baseball stuff. So this one involves Tony Gwynn. In 1995, and this is bizarre, Tony Gwynn had a span of 170 plate appearances during which he hit 401 and never struck out.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine somebody doing that shit today?
Sounds like my playing days.
Yeah.
Hey, I batted 600 one season, but it was slow pitch softball, so I don't think it counted.
My senior year in high school, I hit 330 and I had the highest slugging percentage on the team, most RBIs, most doubles, one home run, unfortunately. And I should have been two, but I got robbed right out there at Hereford Whiteface Field.
Yeah.
Robbed catches the damn fence. But yeah, no, that's just insane. 401 as a major league player and a lefty, straight lefty.
Yeah. I mean, That dude was unbelievable, though.
People just don't understand how awesome Tony Gwynn was.
No, they don't. But. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we will have Chev on Thursday. So be looking forward to that and enjoy this one. We'll talk to you guys on the next one.
Tom, drop.
Thanks for listening to the Ranger Report podcast. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and at therangerreport.com.